The list of outrageous statements by Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is unending. Her statements and actions advancing abortion have been nothing short of astounding and damaging. They're scandalous. But her latest comment may be her worst. Asked why she refuses to support a bill banning late-term abortions, Pelosi said, quote, "As a practicing and respectful Catholic, this is sacred ground to me." Wow. Her statement speaks for itself. And frankly, I'm grateful she said it. Clearly, this is where Nancy Pelosi's heart and mind and soul is. And she's speaking for countless other radical abortion rights advocates. In the past, I've gotten nasty responses when I referred to abortion as a holy sacrament in the feminist church. I was told that this was over the top, too harsh, exaggerated. Well, it isn't. For certain extreme liberal feminists, there's nothing more dear, nothing more sacred than abortion. Nancy Pelosi has simply publicly reaffirmed the fact. Most distressing, Pelosi said this as a Catholic, explicitly linking her position to her faith, as she often does. She's a lifelong product of Catholic education and parishes. She went to Trinity College in Washington, D.C., and then attended Mass at St. Vincent de Paul Church in the Diocese of San Francisco. As she has stated, she was, quote, "raised to believe what I profess," unquote. A few years back, her priest in San Francisco, Father John Ring, when asked about her radical abortion stance, demurred, saying of Pelosi, "She's a fine woman. She's a good parishioner." When asked about Pelosi receiving Holy Communion, Father Ring testily said, "Leave it in God's hands. I'm not going to argue the matter with you." Now in Washington, Pelosi is under the auspices of Cardinal Donald Wuerl. Has anyone in the church hierarchy spoken to Congresswoman Pelosi about her latest or previous comments on abortion? This has been and remains a scandal. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kengor.